And we certainly had a lot of joy in your company.
Fear not, must disobey all fear within yourselves if you are to be your new warriors.
Yes, we do understand that.
So you can help each one of you in your own way. But I tell you, there is a concerted effort at this time within our world to do all that we must. I do not tell you this to create more fear within you, but to help you to fully understand that not all people are of similar spirituality like you. I want you to know that your thoughts can create much love, much good for others. You understand?
Yes.
So, if I ask that each one of you sends out loving thoughts for your world.
Until that time, then they are brought back to us if need be. all their fine appearance as into art. Now, to me, it seems rather a waste of time and energy if that soul is cocooned somewhere for, in this case, nearly 700 years. Are they, in fact, cocooned for that length of time, or do they live in some other sphere for that time until they return to their earthly counterpart? Yeah.
I understand the question. I have spoken briefly about it, of course, but again, we are speaking about complex issues. Let me reiterate some of the information I have given to you. I have told you, you are not only.
Mm-hmm.
That there are many aspects to you. Let us take the soul who has left this planet Earth and should have returned to spirit, in knowledge and in love. But you know that some are left close to this plane of existence for many reasons. Some who come to us are cocooned, but I use that word reservedly because, let me explain a little further, because now I believe you will begin to understand. When the soul is ready, it will move on. If it is not, it can only be cocooned and offered support. But the part that remains is only one aspect of the soul. You with me?
I see. Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
The spirit will always return to where it belongs. It will only be the one aspect of the soul which remains, as you say, cocooned. So the other aspects of the soul return to where they belong, to await that aspect to awaken to life, if you like, before it rejoins them. I am speaking in terms as if there are many peoples,
yes.
But you must understand that many aspects make the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Yes, we follow you, but I don't think we fully understand it yet.
That is why the explanation previously I kept simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not think your understanding truly realizes what is involved.
No, I don't think it can do at the moment. It's something we should have to think about very carefully in order to try and understand it.
If you will, then you may have the understanding even to break through.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of the spirit is left suspended for those number of years.
I couldn't understand that that would be so, because there comes the question of regeneration of its energy during that time.
That is why only the earthly aspect of which is locked in time, if you like, remains,
mm-hmm.
whilst the other aspects of the spirit or energy, as you now begin to term it, and of which I am pleased, because it shows at last you are beginning to understand that you are much, much more.
So that those other aspects would in fact be, if I can use this expression, doing useful work elsewhere, so the time is not wasted.
No, never is energy wasted, never is energy static, never is one part of the soul lost. It cannot be so.
And when that earthbound part came back, as it comes back, as it did the other day, would all parts of the soul then be reunited?
It would be uplifted by other aspects of its being to make the return for help.
The return would be of the whole?
The return would be of the whole.
Thank you very much.
Only to help that aspect of itself to be free.
I see. Well, that does certainly clarify for me. I hope it does for all my colleagues.
You understand.
Yes, I understand much better now. I certainly hadn't considered the multiplicity of parts.
And I am also pleased to remember that the time is of little consequence when you speak of our side of
life. Yes, I understood that, but it did seem such a waste if all that time, however unimportant it may seem, was being not utilized in some way.
Again, dear friend, you are using the physical brain to try to understand matters spiritual.
Yes, that's true.
So it explains the conclusion within your own thinking.
It certainly does give us more to think about now and to reach a little more understanding of the complexity of it. Thank you for the answer.
I would say one last thing to you all, that it is good to see that you ponder about these many subjects which I know are difficult for you, but it shows that you are willing to open yourselves to that greater light.
That is certainly what we're trying to do. With your great help.
Now, dear friends, I believe you. In the knowledge that always you are with me, my love, and those who come close to you. Always you will be surrounded with much help and uplift. But not always are you aware of this. That the time will come when you will feel our closeness much,
much better. That's very nice to know, because the more we begin to learn, the more we realize we are going to need that help in order to understand fully.
You cannot ever, whilst you are close to living, bodies fully understand all that is awaiting you, but you can try to extend that knowledge to the greatest abilities that you hold possessed.